On the ever-growing fat fight front, there's a startling new win for proponents of the high-fat, high-protein Atkins diet. And it comes from people who have been most critical of that diet, cardiologists. Researchers from Duke University took 120 overweight volunteers. They put half of them on the Atkins diet for 6 months, the others on a low-fat diet designed by the American Heart Association. The findings were presented yesterday at the annual meeting of the AHA in Chicago. Joining me now is the president of that organization, Dr. Robert Bono. Dr. Bono, good morning.
Good morning.
What did the Duke researchers find?
Well, the people on the Atkins diet had a reduction that was greater than the people on the conventional diet. The weight loss was 13% with the Atkins diet compared to about 9% on those with the regular diet.
All right. And now what are the cautions that we should bear in mind? Because people hearing this news are going to say, boy, that's more evidence, and from the American Heart Association, that the good things people say about the Atkins diet, maybe they're correct.
Well, this is a paper reported at our meeting, but it's not a stance that we are taking. The diet carries with it some potential dangers that are worth underlining here. A high-protein diet is one that is also high in saturated fats, and this is a atherogenic combination of food ingredients. Atherogenic meaning a tendency to build plaque and arteries. We know that many of our children already eat diets that are high in fat and high in protein with fast food consumption. And what we're finding in this country is that 16% of our children are overweight or obese, and one out of six already has evidence of coronary atherosclerosis. Another danger is that people who consume the Atkins diet do not consume high quantities of beneficial ingredients in food, such as fruits and vegetables and fiber.
Well, they don't consume fruits and vegetables because the Atkins diet says not to, because they have carbohydrates, and that's in theory the problem.
Yes, but we have data in large numbers of individuals that fruits and vegetables consumed in good quantities do indeed reduce the risk of heart disease and stroke. That's been shown in previous studies. And in fact, another paper at our meeting involving 74,000 women showed that those who were consuming higher levels of fruits and vegetables had a significantly greater reduction in weight than those who were not. So I think the jury is still out on the fruit vegetable consumption, because we believe those are important components of the diet.
Dr. Bono, people listening to reports of this news are going to say, you know, what should I do? I'm overweight. Should I go on this diet, or shouldn't I go on this diet?
Well, that's, I think, the important question and something we should address, because it is confusing to people to hear this debate. I believe the debate is important because it may draw more scientists to try to get more conclusive information. But people are being confused by the information. And the simple message is that weight is related to two things, caloric intake and the amount of exercise one obtains. So the American Heart Association recommendations really are not just about diet alone. It's about a healthy lifestyle. What is the diet composition? What is the intake of fruits, vegetables, and fibers? And also we recommend a healthy dose of daily exercise.
Thank you, doctor.
Thank you.
Dr. Robert Bono is president of the American Heart Association.